Quickly on something else too, to the streets. I told you a couple of days ago about this battle in Yarraville over charged parking. In fact, we looked at it probably a year ago, but a couple of days ago, I told you somebody had been gluing up the new parking meters. They'd attacked them with glue bottles. Overnight, it's taken another step. This is developing into a real guerrilla war against parking meters on the streets. Megan Darling's on the line, convener of Yarraville Village says no to paid parking. She's down in Yarraville now. Megan, hello.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for having us on.
What's happened overnight?
Well, it's been a bit of a rollercoaster the last couple of days. It's the anger that is on the streets is so you can feel it in the air. The coffee shops are empty. There are no cars on the streets. The people that are walking in, you know, are just absolutely amazed at our ghost town.
But what and happened
anger,
overnight? I'm told
the anger. Yeah, the anger has turned into outright criminal vandalism. Someone went through the village last night and smashed in a good chunk of the meters here.
But they've smashed them up.
They smashed them up. They broke the glass of the touchscreen. So, and five of the 15 that I've been able to count have got paper bags over the top. You know, they managed to get the liquid nails out a couple of days ago, but this is really serious now.
So you're saying 15 have been smashed up?
No, we have 15, and I've counted five are broken,
okay.
Completely unusable.
An attack with a hammer?
I couldn't say. I don't know who did it, but it looks like it's some sort of blunt. I've seen a few CSI episodes, so I'd say it's a blunt instrument, you know, wielded by hand.
These things cost 120 grand to put in, you know.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, each unit cost between $7,000 and $10,000. Council haven't really sort of disclosed the business case to us, despite repeated questioning it.
It cost
ten
grand for a parking meter. Well, that could be 50 grand worth of damage overnight.
It could be way more than that. You know, we've had security patrols here after the liquid nails incident. We've had security here every night, watching and waiting. We've got our own version of the meter maids coming around during the day and helping people to understand how to use the machine.
Okay.
I mean, you know, council asked us if we wanted parking meters, and 3,000 of us said, you should investigate something else.
But criminal damage isn't the way to go, is it?
Criminal damage is not the way to go. You're absolutely right. We're appalled that this is what's happened. We have tried to get council to sit down and talk to us about this, and it's been incredibly disappointing. They've gone through and they've done it, but they haven't quelled the anger. They asked us what we thought, and we told them, and then they chose to ignore that.
Okay,
they've made a horrible decision.
Is the CCTV in Yarraville?
No, councillor Cumming, when she was mayor a few years ago, promised us to have CCTV footage after we had a series of tragedies in the village, I guess. So I don't really want to talk about that too much, but she promised us cameras and she hasn't put them in, and now this has resulted in a lot more damage than putting
in
cameras.
Well, look, we'll talk to the police and the council about it. Thanks for letting us know.
My pleasure.
Given that you watch CSI, Megan, and you're head of the group, have you got an alibi?
I definitely do. Every night for the last month and for the month ahead.
Thank you very much. Megan Darling from the campaign against the parking meters. Just to get that passionate. Somebody is risking a very, very serious criminal charges there. If they've smashed up five parking meters, and they've been all glued up before, that was bad enough. But if they've smashed them up, that could be 50 grand's worth of criminal damage.